Unconscious Bias Training for Border Force Officials Scrapped by Preeti Patel. By Kurt Zindelka on June 21, 2021. Home Secretary Preeti Patel has ordered the Border Force to halt any so-called unconscious bias training courses for officers tasked with defending the nation's borders. After it emerged that the immigration agency handed over thousands of pounds to a diversity firm to perform a form of training that has been described as leftist indoctrination, the Home Office has reportedly told the Border Force and the UK Visas and Immigration Agency to scrap any unconscious bias training courses. According to spending reports seen by The Telegraph, the Border Force gave the left-wing challenge consultancy £32,510 to help root out any supposed bias among their ranks. The group's founder, Femi Odetoju, has previously admitted that she only worked in order to be an activist, and Challenge itself has used the slogan, "If you have a brain, you have a bias." According to their website, the training helps people understand the ethos underpinning policies and procedures and enables them to integrate equality into their everyday work practice, while empowering members of traditionally disadvantaged groups. The Mail on Sunday reported that Home Secretary Preeti Patel thinks the whole thing is complete nonsense and has put a stop to it. Conservative MP Adam Holloway said that the program was insulting, as it implied Border Force officers were in need of training in order not to be racist and that their time would probably be better spent tackling the scourge of the people smuggling operation operating across the English Channel. "I refuse to accept that the vast and overwhelming majority of committed Border Force and Home Office staff are somehow racist and need their brains adjusted," Holloway said. A December review from the government found that unconscious bias training does not achieve its intended aims and will therefore be phased out in the civil service. Cabinet Office Minister Julia Lopez said the review showed that there is currently no evidence that this training changes behavior in the long term or improves workplace equality in terms of representation of women, ethnic minorities, or other minority groups. It also states that there is emerging evidence of unintended negative consequences. In light of its findings, ministers have concluded that unconscious bias training does not achieve its intended aims. It will therefore be phased out in the civil service. We encourage other public sector employers to do likewise. Yet, the College of Policing, which sets training guidelines for police forces across the country, has said that it will continue to use the methods of unconscious bias training in their courses. "Our guidance is that it is important police officers are aware that unconscious and other bias exists, and as such, the subject will continue to form part of the national curriculum," the College of Policing said. In September of last year, a group of 40 Conservative MPs announced that they would refuse to take part in the Parliament's so-called Value Everyone training, which was being pushed following the re-emergence of the Black Lives Matter movement. One of the MPs leading the charge to reject the move, Ben Bradley, told Breitbart London, "I can find no evidence that it has been successful in combating racism. It's indoctrination, isn't it? We all have our own opinions based on our experiences and background and beliefs. We're individuals and that's the way it should be," Bradley added. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.